every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
That's about 2%.
The carbon agenda is,
oh, it's a business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 days. In a few moments, we'll be looking at apprenticeships in Cornwall. But first, a roundup of the news headlines with Matthew Clark.
EasyJet has confirmed this week that it will not be operating a new key to London Gatwick route next year. It had been widely believed that the airline would maintain the route once current operator Flybe pulls out next March. However, after due consideration, EasyJet said there was insufficient demand to sustain the service. Newquay Airport owner Cornwall Council called the news disappointing and said it was still in discussion with a number of other carriers to maintain the link. Well, we've been talking to Sarah Newton, MP for Falmouth and Truro, about the issue.
Making very strong representations to Flybe for them to consider keeping that flight open. Obviously, we didn't work. They didn't believe there was enough demand in Cornwall for that service, which is deeply disappointing. I use that service regularly. I know how important it is for businesses to have access to that service. But I understand, because obviously it's Cornwall Council that own the airport and manage these relationships, they are in negotiation with two other carriers who will be looking at London connections, could be intercity. So I obviously will do anything that I'm asked to do to back up Stephen Gilbert and Cornwall Council, making sure that we have that connectivity. But on a slightly good news, First Great Western have had their franchise extended, and we have got some improvements to the sleeper service, so some extra capacity to the sleeper service, which is a vitally, vitally important service for business people in Cornwall, so that they can get up to London, into the centre of London, do business and get back down to Cornwall. And that service is absolutely staying, and it's being expanded. Now, the LEP and myself had wanted even more improvements, and we didn't get everything we wanted in this round of negotiations, but I did speak to the Secretary of State only yesterday, and we will be able to make the case for more improvements, more investment into the rail services. So I do think that's somewhat softens the blow, that there will be ways for people to get up and down to London to do a day's business by using the sleeper.
Meanwhile, the Cornwall Chamber of Commerce will be able to express its frustrations over the development when Transport Minister Norman Baker visits the region on October the 17th. Chamber Chief Executive Kim Conchie says that connectivity is becoming a real issue for business in Cornwall, which is hampered not just by uncertainty of London air links, but also by jams on the A30 and an unreliable train service. A petition to wind up Truro law firm Folletstock, due to be heard this week at the Royal Courts of Justice in London, has been adjourned until October the 21st. The petition has been brought by HM Revenue and Customs over unpaid tax bills reported to be running to a seven-figure total. Cornwall's hosted the first official visit from the Chinese embassy's trade minister recently to showcase the trading opportunities on offer in the duchy. The two-day tour included a trip to the Aerohub Enterprise Zone, meetings with the LEP and the Chamber of Commerce, and a visit to the Tregothnan estate to sample some Cornish tea.
7 days.
So Kingsley Village for the Cornwall Business Show, and the Cornwall Apprenticeship Agency has been putting on a push on apprenticeships in Cornwall. I've got Mark Beckett from the agency with me. Just tell me about part of this push you've got going on.
Well, it was a good opportunity with the Cornwall Business Show over these 2 days to host a breakfast seminar and invite lots of employers along, just so they can really find out for themselves about the benefits of apprenticeships and the support age services available through the Cornwall Apprenticeship Agency.
And it's a very popular thing to talk about amongst politicians at the moment, isn't it?
It is, and it's great to have Sarah Newton here today, MP for Truro and Falmouth, who's been supporting our apprenticeship campaign for the last 12 months. She always talks very highly about apprenticeships and is a very, very keen advocate.
So as Mark Beckett says, Sarah Newton MP for Truro and Falmouth is at the event. So why are you so passionate about apprenticeships?
Well, I think they serve two fantastic purposes. The first is really to give young people a really good alternative to going to university. I mean, it's great, you know, for people who want to go to university, but I think there should be something that is as valuable, as good, as the same social status for young people as going to university. So I think when you leave school, you should have the opportunity to earn and learn as well as going to university. And apprenticeships really fill that gap. And it means that young people are going to get skills that are going to give them really good jobs in the future. Also, at the same time, we've got lots of really good, innovative, growing businesses here in Cornwall and all over the country that are just not getting people with the right skills. So it enables them to have young people that they can work with education providers to make sure both the education side and the work side are giving people the skills that the businesses need for their future. So it's a win-win situation.
And one of the businesses which have been championing apprenticeships and was used as a case study at this event was Primary PC Solutions in Helston. Here's Director Nige Buxton.
Primary PC Solutions, we're keen to grow by developing the necessary skills and talents of local people. This apprenticeship has offered Sam a great platform to develop a good grounding in technical ability, essential qualifications, confidence, and also his day-to-day contact with our clients is enhancing his already great customer service skills.
And they showed a video of their apprentice, Sam Clark, and here he is talking about his work.
I've always been interested in doing IT since I've been a kid, really. It's always been like a passion of mine. It's been really nice to finally be paid for doing something I actually enjoy doing and not just doing it for a hobby. So it's been really good that, I mean, I've always enjoyed doing it. I've always wanted to try and get a job in IT, but it's just been trying to find somebody to take me on, because people don't really want to go for people my age unless it's an apprenticeship, because it's such a, people's not interested in doing that really. So it's been a bit of a struggle, but it's really been really beneficial now I am here. I'm really enjoying it.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Now let's look what's coming up over the next 7 days with Nick Herrier.
Yeah, the deadline falls in the coming days for two of Cornwall's leading business awards. You have until Sunday, October the 6th to get your online entry in for the Cornwall Sustainability Awards. CornwallSustainabilityAwards.org is your address for that one. And until October the 11th to enter the Hub Awards. Here's Dan Parker from the Hub Awards.
This year we've seen a big change. We've got a new application process. We've got new awards. And so it's a really exciting opportunity for lots of Cornish businesses of all ages, of all abilities to apply for this year.
The Cornwall Social Media Cafe meets on Tuesday, October the 8th at the Workbox in Penzance and will feature a special presentation on crowdfunding. While the following day, Cornwall College Business hosts the latest of its business networking breakfasts at the Business Space in Launceston. For more details of these events, please go to our website, businesscornwall.co.uk.
There's more on the 7 Days podcast in 7 Days' time.
7 Days with Business Cornwall.